This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. At the dawn of Obamacare, when it was introduced in Congress, the medical community issued dire predictions they may now be coming to pass, as hospitals are now reversing a trend begun last year and are suddenly beginning to lay off large numbers of healthcare workers. Just one example, the Cleveland Clinic says it plans to cut $330 million from its budget in preparation for the Affordable Care Act. As Obamacare begins to unravel, calls for the firing of pro-abortion HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius are growing. Town Hall reports that Senate Republicans are already calling for her resignation. While she might make an effective scapegoat for the president, observers say the Obama administration couldn't bear the erosion of confidence such a dismissal would represent. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. How is anything but a human person worth such effort? With an unborn baby's heart developing improperly, surgeons successfully opened a tiny aortic valve in the heart using a hair-like wire and a 4-inch needle. The value placed on the care given this child again displays the humanity before birth and the personhood of our children as they develop. The child, yes, that is what the doctors called him, is responding to treatment well. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.